بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on the night of Mi'raj arrived at Baytul Muqaddas and got down from the Buraq. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم tied the animal to the iron ring on which all the previous Anbiya alayhi salam had tied the animals, and thereafter Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم entered Masjid al-Aqsa and performed two rakats of Salatu Tahiyyatul al-Masjid. All the Anbiya alayhi salam were already gathered and waiting for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Masjid. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam were also from those who were waiting for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. After a short while, many people gathered in the Masjid. A Muaddin called out the Adhan and then the Iqamah. Everybody was waiting to see who would be the Imam for the Salah. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam held Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by his hand and took him forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I led all of them in Salah. When I completed the Salah, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam asked me if I knew who had read Salah behind me. When I replied that I didn't know, he said, all the Anbiya alayhi salam who were sent before you, every single one of them had performed Salah behind you. According to another narration, even the angels came down from the skies and also read Salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out from the Masjid, three cups were placed before him. One had water, the other had milk, and the third contained wine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the cup of milk. Upon this, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, you have chosen Deenul Fitrah, the pure deen. Had you chosen wine, your ummah would have gone astray. And had you chosen the cup with water, your ummah would have drowned. According to some narrations, a cup of honey was also presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had a bit of this as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's status and maqam is well known to every Muslim, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's high position was shown on this night, that he was the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. They had to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salah. We as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every aspect of our life, let us follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will be salvation for us. There will be khair, there will be barakah. Even if we don't understand the benefits, or we can't understand logically or rationalize what is the benefit of this sunnah or that sunnah. As is the trend today, people want to know scientific reasons, underlying reasons. But our iman and love demands that we don't need to have reasons for practicing. Just the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it is enough and sufficient for me to practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed. That person that brings alive one of my sunnats in the time of corruption and when the ummah will be on a degeneration, on a decline, at that time this person stands with the flag of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala will give him the reward of 100 martyrs. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal.